It is popular because it allows us quicker access to the resource in the rock, and because it has allowed the United States to significantly increase in the last 5 years its energy security and gas producing capacity. People also like it because it is used primarily to produce gas as opposed to oil, and gas is thought of as a cleaner fuel than oil, and therefore there are people who believe that it is more environmentally neutral in terms of climate change. So it produces revenues, it has created jobs, it is beneficial in terms of the overall impacts to the national economy. In small communities, it has fired up economies which were suffering significantly from the global economic downturn, creating new jobs and activity and industry and new wealth within the community. And that's why it's popular.
Are there any concerns associated with fracking?
There are significant concerns. It is believed that in the United States, at the state level, there is insufficient regulation and rules and oversight governing fracking. Because of the vast amount of water used, I indicated 1 to 8 million gallons per well, and each well can be fracked 18 times. So that gives you an idea of the volume of water. In fact, the estimate of the water being used every year in the United States to support fracking is the equivalent of a city of 5 million people. So that's the large volume. And people have concerns about water stress and water scarcity and the use of water for this industrial process as opposed to water to sustain domestic purposes. The seismologists are now linking an increase in the number of earthquakes in places like Oklahoma and Dakota with the disposal of the effluent from wells that are no longer in use. So increased seismic activity is a concern. There is a view too that when poor methodologies are used, that there still remains the risk of air pollution. There is noise pollution. There is contamination and the risk of contamination of surface and groundwater. So the reality is that there are also very, very serious environmental concerns.
What can be done to address some of these negative impacts?
I think that greater oversight and regulation would produce an obvious benefit and reverse some of the negative trends. I've developed a sort of suite of options that could possibly be explored, and these include strengthening the laws and regulations, requiring knowledge about the chemical cocktails which contain volatile organic chemicals, which put people at risk of rhinotracheal and respiratory diseases and cancers, requiring the companies involved in fracking to give notice of the mix of cocktails that they're actually using so that assessments could be made about the degree of risk to which communities are being exposed, greater monitoring of the methods used to cap or seal wells at the end of use. And there's a process used where they use cement, but there is not sufficient oversight of the PSI, the strength of the cement per pound, the risk of improper sealing so that groundwater contamination, which then gets into the aquifers and wells. When fracking is going to start, there should be some baseline monitoring of the environmental conditions in the area where the wells are going to be established, ensuring that local communities, because a lot of the activity is not governed by federal regulation in the United States, so it is critical then to strengthen the capacity and the potential for oversight by local communities, improvement of technology so that the volume of water and chemicals being putting to the earth to produce the oil and gas is not so significant. These are, in my view, some of the measures which can be put in place at both the federal and the parochial level to reduce the adverse impacts on human and animal health and on the natural ecosystems.